Do you agree with the work of Zechariah Sitchin?
I think, all due respect, I've lectured with him in Germany and other places, that his knowledge of Assyrian text and Akkadian text is more centered toward the Babylonian system than to what we would call relevant in the Judeo-Christian heritage. In other words, God doesn't fly a flying saucer in the oversimplification of the God themes or the angelic to the extraterrestrial, I think, is a step in the wrong direction. We prefer to think of the higher intelligence as ultra-terrestrial, not extraterrestrial, because of the manifestations and a personal experience that I had, which set me out on this course of activity 33 years ago, where a morphogenic door opened and I saw beings of light and realized that there indeed was a much higher management level to the organization of our local universe.
And since we're the Academy for Future Science, we don't only look at the past, we also look to the future. And one of the new technologies this coming out of Cambridge and Harvard is what's called brain theory, which is from membrane. And it talks about different levels of brains that we can live on. And to us, the extraterrestrial seem to be working with more like the third, fourth, and even fifth dimension, because they can go through walls. They can, you know, do different things, even sometimes with time. There's a manipulation level there. But we also feel what exists on those other levels, those other brains, and we feel what we call ultra-terrestrial intelligence, that they can really work on the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th dimension, as these super string theories are talking about.
So there's a much higher level of cosmic development that is watching the ETs sort out their roles in dealing with experiments on planets like Mother Earth. And so the larger picture is not only the graduation of the human race into a new level of consciousness, but also the graduation or the neutralization of EET cultures that are either positive or negative in their objectives.
Could they be watched by the angelic realm, a higher superior group?
Absolutely, and that's what I feel is behind really the omnidirectionality of the superior group.
And we actually think that we've been protected on this planet for the last 4,000 years by some of these intelligences. Because let's face it, if 4,000 years ago we had regular contact with extraterrestrials, our whole civilization would be totally different. We would actually be subservient to whatever they've been telling us, whether they're the good guys or the bad guys. So they've kind of let us evolve ourselves to develop ourselves. As my husband said earlier, this is Schoolhouse Earth, and now we're starting to graduate.
If you want to take a look, if I can just interject this, at the Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, the great Sanskrit text of India, they speak of Indra's dart, the Brahma weapon, these things that were used thousands of years ago as a metaphor for technologies that were destroyed in the space of Earth time. It would seem to indicate that there was competition amongst the lower gods or the guardians, and this has happened several times, and all of this is a bit unsettling to European anthropologists and Orientalists who want to see a gradual evolution, not taking into account the fact that there may have been situations of vast planetary destruction in the past, which is why these ancient texts are so important as barometers.
Well, there's no question about that. Do you think that Adam and Eve might have been extraterrestrials or humans? Maybe they were genetically altered.
Well, this is interesting. I know we connect with a lot of people that are working with the abduction cases, and they all want to think that we are hybrids. But from our information, that actually we have an Adamic race, which is not limited to this planet. And when we start seeing these extraterrestrials, as some people already have, you have the grays, you have the reptilians, you have the insectoid, and you have what we could call, or we would be more familiar with the word Adamic race.
From the word Adam, or one of human proportion or distinction.
But in actuality, those would not be necessarily hybrids. The fact is that it is a unique species that exists throughout the whole cosmos. And so the grays and other levels of intelligence don't mind playing with us and making hybrids, you know, civilizations between us and them.
Dr. David Jacobs thinks that there is a far sinister reason for visitation. Do any of you agree with that?
I just talked to him a couple of days ago. I like David very much, and I think he's certainly putting his thumbprint on what we would call the unfriendly competition that feels it has to use the human race for reproduction experiments, and that there is evidence of a vast hybridization program in the process of being brought into the open at the present time. I did have an opportunity some years ago to talk with one of the major government leaders of Europe privately, who was really upset that the Americans could not intercept the fact that citizens of his country were being taken up in spacecraft for the removal of precious bodily fluids and the resulting hybridization process. And he also mentioned, of course, this was beyond the control of any Earth government. So David Jacobs is going to play a very important role in his new book, which I believe is going to show really the competition taking place between several levels of non-Earth levels or categories of intelligence that we must be aware of to make the right choices.
So we do have a slight problem with him, as much as we do like what he's done in the past, is that he thinks everything is an abduction. And we had a very good friend in South Africa who wrote a book, Beyond the Light Barrier, and she had an experience in 1956 and around the 1950s where she actually had contact with an alien called Archon, and she was in very good contact with him. I mean, he would come and visit her, and she would go up in the spacecraft, and one time she went and spent 4 months on his planet. This is Elizabeth Klar. She's pretty famous for being one of the pioneers on this level of ET contact. But, you know, it was not an abduction in that sense. So when you think everything is an abduction, everything's missing time, I mean, this is a real experience, and I don't think anyone could really, you know, say that she was abducted.